when I got hit, I got spun around and thrown on my can, you know, just ripped up, and I thought I was a goner.
And when did that happen?
This was in Florida's camp. But there were many battles before that, a lot of battles. First one was in St. Louis. I never knew what a hedgerow was. When I seen those hedgerows, I said, my God, no wonder nobody could see anything. None of the tanks or whatever is behind them. They were taller than the buildings, the one-story houses. They were taller than that. And they were real hedges, but so close together that you couldn't see nothing. My God, traveling down those roads, all of a sudden, bam! One would smack one of the lead tanks, and the lead tank would pull back, and sometimes you'd just knock it right out. It was really hell, real hell. The first one that I've heard that was killed was Lieutenant Tarr. I think it was Brotz that came back. He says, we lost one of our lieutenants. And he says, who was it? Lieutenant Tarr. Oh, boy.
And did you know him?
Oh, yeah. Lieutenant Tarr, sure. Knew him very good. Lieutenant Tarr, Forrest, Captain Merle. He was one hell of a guy. Captain Merle, he was like all blood and guts. Just like, I'm telling you, he wasn't afraid of nothing. He used to laugh. Every time a shell used to hit, he used to laugh. We were crying and he was laughing.
And what was Lieutenant Tarr like?
Lieutenant Tarr was one hell of a nice man. He was a slow, you know, slow talking, nice guy, one hell of a nice guy. Tall, heavy. I could still see him, just picture him. They told me that he was on a, he had come out of the tank, and they told him to get back in because there was a lot of firing, a lot of flak, and a lot of stuff coming in. And he started running up to the tank. He got up to the tank. He got in on the on a track, and just ready to step into the tank there, and a shell hit right there and just blew him right off. And he was gone instantly. And Brotz came back and says, he was on the side of the road. He says, we just left him there.